Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sugya of Roiv and Kavua. What we saw in the previous Shiur was discussing the Inyan of Safek Kavua. We saw Tesvis, Regabe, a girl who is raped, and she is a Kusis. It was only a Safek if you have to pay her the Knas, because maybe she's a shifcha, and you're not obligated to pay the knas to this non-Jewish shifcha. And what Tosfos says is, why then does the Mishnah, Tosfos asks, why does the Mishnah say you have to pay her a knas, this baal akusis, one who rapes akusis? Either we can follow Shmuel, and ein holchem b'ma menacha ha-roiv, and therefore because of the miut shifchos, we should be pater, the ma'ane should be pater. And even according to Rav, that holchem b'mamanacha roiv, but here you have a case of kavua, because maybe he went to her and she's the suffic isser, suffic the shayla is by her. So whether or not you have to pay, whether or not she's a shifcha. And if he went to her, then it's 50-50. Maybe she went to him, and it's rove that he would have to pay the knas. But if he goes to her, then kol kavua kamechtel mechtel dami. So we saw that Tosfos learns that even though you still have a rove over here, because in most cases we would say that he would have to pay the knas, because you're right, if he goes to her, it's 50-50. But if she goes to him, then it's rov that he would have to pay the knas, and yet Tosfos still asks that she shouldn't have to pay the knas. So memela, the kasha therefore is, why do we say safek kavoy here? There's a rov. The answer is, you see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't follow the rov because there is a tzad kavua. There is a tzad that it's kavua and kol kavua kamechtel mechtel dami. So even though, on one hand, it's kol kavua kamechtel mechtel dami is 50-50, but that's only if he goes to her. If she goes to him, it's a rov that he would have to pay the knas. Nevertheless, Tosfos asks that he shouldn't have to pay because it's safek kavua. We also see that he said in the Beis Shmuel that the Magid Mishnah writes that we pass in that man de machshir ba machshir bebita, or mahani bebari deim lahachshir afis havlad. The bari of the mother, that she was nevelis lekasher, is also works for the vlad, because menatar, we don't need her edus to be machshir the vlad, because without her edus, it's only a safik mamzer, and safik mamzer, mamzer vade lovo, safik mamzer yavo, is only called the rabbanan, and the rabbanan, we believe her. So, fractive Shmuel, I, Rabban Gamliel, says, I feel the roi psulim. So, what do you mean this is, she is a rove? What do you mean that it's only a safik mamzer? It's rove psulim, rove psulim, that's the we believe her. Since she doesn't have a rov. Now, l'chora, b'chai gavna, the vlad is a mamzer vadei menatara, because you have a rov. Feel the rov psulim etzla. So the Magid Mishnah's reason doesn't work, answers the Beis Shmuel. No, there's no rov barer. It's only a suffix, because maybe she went to him. She went to the person, and we're not sure if he's pasul or not. And it's kavua. And it's kamechtzal mechtzal dami. Aye, maybe he went to her. And therefore it's rov psul metzla. So in the end you have a rov. No. You see that if there's a safek kavua, meaning that we're not sure if bechlal it's a matzav of kavua, it's 50-50 if it's a case of kavua, which is kamechtzal mechtzal dami, we still go with the sav, we still go with the kavua. It's not considered a rov. So those are the two sources that we see that with safek kavua is considered kavua, kamechtzal mechtzal. And then, to contrast that, we had the Rashba. And the Rashba holds that Safek Kavua is considered a Rov, Dvar Torah Shduki Pasul Lavo Bekol, because Rov Ksherim Etzla. And if the man goes to the woman, called the Parish Meruba Parish, and therefore, and what are you going to say? That she went to him, and it's called Kavua Kamechtzal Mechtzal Dami, don't worry about it. Because the Torah says, lo yavo mamzer mamzer vadeh delo yavo a safik mamzer yavo. So sof kol sof, we only have a safik mamzer, and memela min haTorah, a shtuki, we don't know who the father is, is mutter lava b'kahal. So for the Rashba, why do you have to come on to this reason of Safik Mamzer? You have a rove that he's okay. Because if he goes to her, then there's a rove that, right, we're talking about a case where it's rove kshera metzla. So if he goes to her, so there's a rove. Only if she goes to him, so then it's 50-50. But the rove case is mathematically, the odds are that the child is kasher. So why does he want to say it's a suffix? No, you have a rove. And the Rashba says, l'rav chadamil sein achinami. You do have a rove, just l'rav chadamil, who said, even if it's not a rove, and it's just a suffix, still. Suffix mamzer is mutter lava b'kahal. So you see that the Rashba is learning, not like we've been learning the other two cases. The Rashba gelernt that in a case of suffix, in a case of suffix kavua, it's not considered kavua. So is this really a machlekes? Ze ma sheratzinu levayel. As Nachal Omar b'ze, Omar Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moor Einenu, Aran Rosh HaYeshiva, Ze Tzal HaGaon Reb Chaim, Shema shekotev HaRashba, Shebesafek Kavua, As Linan Bat HaRov, Hainu Rak, Deshayich Beidin Psak, Deneschadesh Bekro, In other words, we learned in the previous shiurim, that's really been the mahalach we've had in these last five shiurim before we got to this kasha, there were five shiurim. That there are two types of rov. There's one type of rov, that's midin psak, we just paskin up here rov. The other type of rov is that the rov wipes out the miut. If it's just a psak, there's still a miut, and we paskin like the rov. But sometimes there's bechal no rov. There's bechal no miut. As Masha kotev HaRashba, shebesafek kavua, we go after the rov. Hainu, rak de shaykh bedin psak. It's only shaykh the din of the psak. And the pasuk was mechadesh, that b'makom safek, naktinan keharov. That if we have a suffix, so we paskin like the rov. But vaday de lo shaykh by gavne dina de miut come on the less egdan. Aval Rashba lo omer she'anachnu mochakin legamrei et ha-miut. We don't completely erase the miut. The rov is not misalik the suffix meikaro. The rov is not mevare the suffix. Sharei sof sof. Yesh kan tzad to have a kavua. Vaz lo have al mechza. Al mechza, the otas svara shekatav HaRashba. So, sof sof, there is a tzad that it's kavua. In other words, it might not be kavua, you might have a rov, but you might not have a rov, it might be 50-50. And therefore, it's a rov, but it's not a rov that wipes out the miut. So, when the Rashba says that in our case in Kedushin 73a that we just quoted, the Gemara, the Dvar Torah, Shtuki is puzzled, that is kosher, that is Shtuki. We didn't know the father is kosher level bakal. So that doesn't mean that there's no mute at all. There is a mute, we just follow the rov. As a svarasha rashba katav, nimtza rov lahachshir, lo mahanya lo mehavi rov gamur, it doesn't make a complete rov. La shvuya miyuta command alesa, it doesn't obliterate the mute. Doesn't completely wipe out the miut. It's not misalik the suffik meikaroi. V'rak le'inyan din psak v'hachra'a shel roiv mehani hachtaima. It's only a din of a psak. The rov is machria that you follow the rov, but it doesn't mean that there's no miut. T'kevim demikol makom nimtza rov lahachshir shayach b'ze psak shel rov. That since, nevertheless, there is a rov, that's a machshir, so it's shayach to talk about a psak of rov. But to say that it's a super duper rov, it's an all-star rov that wipes out the miyot, zanach and lomrim. Ulefi zenira. דלקה פלוגתא כלל בין הראשיינים, בנידון זה של ספק קבוע. אנחנו רצינו, ראינו, כנראה, בשיעור הקודם, שיש כאן מחלוקת בראשיינים. דהיינו, בין המגיד משנה, על פי שמואל, והתספס. נגד הרשב"א, that we saw the Beit Shmuel and Tosfos hold that Safek Kavua is considered a Safek, and the Rashba says no, because you still have a Rov, it might be a Safek Kavua, but there's still a Rov. The odds are that in the case of the Dvar Torah Shtuki Kash, you go with the odds. The odds are, the numbers are that it's more likely that the child is Kasher. Because if she goes to him, it's 50-50. But if he went to her, then it's Rov Ksherim. And Mimela, you have a Rov Ksherim. So you don't say, you don't, if it's Safek Kavua, you don't call it Kavua like we saw in the other two sources. But the truth is, now we see there's really no machlokas at all. נראה שאין כאן מחלוקת בכלל. שהרי ביארנו שאפילו להרשב"א תשייך לדון בו דין רויב, מכל מקום לא שייך בו אך דינה דמיעוטה כמאן דלתי. Even the Rashba says בסדר, there's a רוב, אבל אל תגזים. אין כאן רוב שמוחק לגמרי את המיעוט. ואם כן, שפיר כתבו התוספות, דלא מהני רוב כהי גוונה, להוציא ממון ולחייב אותו קנס. So therefore the Tosfos is correct when they say, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos is safek kavua with this kusis. Maybe she's a shifcha. Don't worry about it. Because kol kavua kamechza mechza dami, it's safek kavua. Because Tosfos is talking about to be motzi mamon, to be mechayev a knas. שהרי ביארנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, בדעת התוספות, שמה שחידש רב, דהולכים במומן אחר הרויב, ומהני להוציא מומן מחז קוסוי, היינו רק ברוב גמור, דשייך בו דינא דמיעוטא כמאן דלתי, דהרוב מסלק הספק ומבררו. אבל ברוב קאי גוונא, דלא שייך במיעוטא כמאן דלתי, והספק במקום העומד, מודה רב, דלא ימהני אלא בייסורים, אבל לא להוציא ממון. תעשם ראיה בו אינון, ופסק של רויב לרחוש עבראיה, דהיינו. That we explained, בדעס התספס, that רב was מחדש, that you go by ממון אבך הרויב, and that is enough to be מוציא ממון מחס קסו, is only if it's an absolute רוב, if it's a super duper rov, if it's an all-star rov, such a rov, you follow what wipes out the miut, then you follow the rov and you can be motzi mamen. But a rov where it's not shaykh miut to command the lesay, and the suffix is bemakom omed, the suffix still stands in its place, their rab is moide, that that's only effective by yisurim. By Yisurim, you can follow this, you know, this sort of a grade B rov. Not an all-star rov, not a super rov that wipes out the miyut. A regular rov, that only works by Yisurim that you follow the rov. But not by Mamin. So Mimela, when we're talking about being Motzi Mamin for a Knas, there, a regular rov doesn't help. You need a rov that wipes out the miyut, and here you don't have one because you have a Safek Kavua. One side says that it's kavua kol kavua kamechzal mechzedami, and memela, it's not enough to be motzi mamon. Zo hayta kushiyat ha-tosfot. Ulefi ze, yevaru heitev divrei beis Shmuel, denokat bedas ha-magid mishne, debisofei kavua ein avlad mamzir vade lo'asro l'kupakol min ha-toyra. So now we can also understand the beis Shmuel, who learned the magid mishnah, right? We had the magid mishnah who taught us that we pass in a machshir bo, machshir bebito, mahani bari, that the mommy's bari is also effective for the child because it's minatar. We didn't need her edus to be machshir the vlad because of that or edus. It's only a suffix mamzer mutar lo b'vokal. Just the rabbi said that we don't believe that we were choishesh and we believe her. The rabbi said we can believe her. So the Beis Shmuel says yeah, but the Rambam Gamliel says afilu b'rov psulim. So you do have a rov, and his answer is that no, this is suffix kavua, because maybe we're talking about a case where. Maybe she went to him, and he's the suffik pasul, and it's kavu and kol kavu kamechzal mechzedami. So now we can understand this base Shmuel, that by a suffik kavua, the vlad is not a mamzer vaday la'asra b'kol min haTorah, and it's not kash, it's not difficult. From what we saw in the Rashba and Kiddushin, that by Safek Kavua we follow the Rav. So here at Safek Kavua we should still follow the Rav, because we still have a Rav. Even though there's one side that it's Kavua and it's 50-50, but the other side is a Rav. Why? Because Ayen Sham B'Shmaitze, Anachnu Tzitatnu Me'a Shmaitze, B'Shmaitze Beis, V'Perek Tes Vov, V'A Shmaitze Chidesh, Shemeacha, Shanachnu Dorshim, Mamzer vaday, v'lo mamzer safek, al kelchacha, gam ba'oifen deika roiv gomud hu mamzer, akati lo ave vaday. So the Shmaitzer was mechadesh that since we darish in mamzer vaday, not mamzer safek, therefore, even in an instance where there's a roiv gomur, and he's a mamzer, it's still not considered a vaday. In other words, that's what we have a shita mekubetzis and bava metzia, vava metbeis, that we've seen so many times, that just because you have a rov doesn't make it a vaday. Rov doesn't create vaday. So when the Gemara says that mamzer Vaday lo yavo b'kol ha-mamzer safek yavo. Mamzer safek even means a mamzer where there's a rov mamzer. But that still shafts, that still creates a mamzer safek. Mamzer vaday is only 100%. But a rov doesn't make it a mamzer vaday. Even if it's a rov gamur, it's still not a mamzer vaday. We see this again, the famous shita mekubetzis, sambab metziya v'avam et beis, shedibarnu alav kol kach harbe pa'amim. אז עכשיו נראה שגם לדעת הבייס שמואל, so even according to the Beis Shmuel, who learns that if there's a rov that it's a mamzer, we consider it a mamzer vaday, right? That's what we said in the previous shir, that that's the way he was learning. He said it is a mamzer vaday, because you have a rov. He's learning that a rov makes a vaday, now like the Shita Mekubet says. And therefore he asked in the Magid Mishnah that by rov psulim it should be a mamzer vaday. But that's all behoiv gamu, where there's miyuta commander lese. Since the rov is misalik, the rov is mevar, the ikar asafik, the Beit Shmuel holds that it's called a mamzer vaday. But a rov that only has a din psak and a din hachra, that doesn't make a mamzer vaday, since the safik is b'makom moment, and therefore B'safik ha'gavna, dika tzad, dika vua, harei bi'arnu dole shayich be'dina de'miyuta kamandalese. So if there is a tzad that it's kavua, there's no miyuta kamandalese. And therefore such a rov doesn't make it a vaday. So sof kol sof, what's our teretz? Our teretz was, to show there's really not a steer here between the different sources, to harmonize the sources, is that everybody agrees that if you have a rov, and the rov wipes out the suffix, then you can, it wipes out the miut, and wipes out the suffix, then you wouldn't pay any attention to the kol kavua kamechzal mechzedami. But in the case of Tosfos, we're dealing with being motzi mamon, and the rov doesn't wipe out the miut. You're right, there is a rov, but it doesn't matter because the rov doesn't wipe out the meat, and here it's the otzi moment. It's not enough to be Motzi Mammon. And the same thing with the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel has a kasha in the Magid Mishnah who says that you can believe the Midaraisa. If you're a Mesupik who she slept with, you can believe her because Midaraisa. Anyway, the Vlad's not a Mamzer because it's only a Suffolk. So Frek the Beis Shmuel, aye, there's a Rov. Even Rov Psula Metzler was still Machshir. So you have a Rov. So he says, no, it's not a Rov Bar, meaning it's not a Rov that wipes out the Mid. We don't say Mid Kamanda Lese because you still have it said that it's Kavua. And Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. So the Rov doesn't wipe out the Mid. And Mamela, you're Choshish for the Safi Kavua. So the Rashba says that we are choshish for the Rov, even though there's a Safek Kavua, but it doesn't completely wipe out the Miut, and therefore in the case of Tosas, where there's a Nidon of Hotzas Mammon, we say that this Rov isn't enough, because it's a Safek Kavua. And the Rashba agrees with that. In other words, in the case of being Motzi Mammon, he would agree. That the Rov is just a Rov of Psak, but that's not enough to be Motzi Mammon because it doesn't completely wipe out the Miyut. And the Beis Shmuel of Astakashi says, aye, there's Rov Psulim. So therefore, how can you be Machshir? How can you be Machshir the Vlad? It's Rov Psulim. And therefore you can't say that it's not a Mamzer Min HaTorah. It is a Mamzer Min HaTorah. That's because in the Kashi was learning that we're dealing with a Rov that completely wipes out the Miyut. And if the Rov completely wipes out the Miut, then we're following the Rov. That's a Rov that makes it a Mamzer Vadei. But then in the Teretz he says, no, it's not a Rov that makes a Mamzer Vadei. It still remains a Suffolk because it's not a Rov Barah, because it's also outside of Suffolk Kavua. So we no longer have a Rov Barah, but we have a Psak Din of Rov. So that's his teres, that midaraisa we could follow the psak din of Rov. And midaraisa, in other words, all we have is the psak din of Rov, it's not a Rov Barah, and mamela yerchoshish for the Safek Kavua. But it seems to me that on this Nakuda, there is a machlokas between the Rashba and the Beis Shmuel. In other words, according to the Rashba, if you have a Safek Kavua, and with that you have a Rov, that doesn't wipe out the miut, so you can follow that Rov. Even though you have a Safek Kavua, we still follow that Psak of Rov. And the Beis Shmuel holds that if you have a Safek, Kavua, and you have a Psak Din of Rov, because Rov Psula Metzla, you are Choshish for the Safek Kavua. You don't follow the Psak Din of the Rov. The Rashba says you do follow the Psak Din of the Rov. But Al Kulpanim, everybody agrees that if the Rov completely wipes out the Miut, then you're not Choshish for the Safek Kavua. And everybody agrees that to be Motzi Mammon, the Rashba would agree with Tosis, that to be Motzi Mammon, if the Psak Din, if there's no Rov that wipes out the Miut, it's not enough to be Motzi Mammon. And maybe you could say even better that there's b'chlal no argument between the Rashba and the Beis Shmuel. I'll be the Magid Mishnah. Because all the Beis Shmuel was saying is that if you have a Safek Kavua, that's enough to make it that it's not a Mamzer Vadei. The fact that you have a Safek Kavua means that it's not going to be a Mamzer Vadei. Not that you're paskining Alpi the Safek Kavua. It's not a Psak Din. All it tells you is that we just don't know. And we just don't know. And then Mamela, we can believe her when she says that that the man was a kusher in the case of the Magid Mishnah. All the fact that you have a Safek Kavua, but you still have a Rov that, since it's a Rov Psula Metzla, that the child is Pusel. But nevertheless, since we have a Safek Kavua that doesn't paskin anything for us, all it does is it tells us that we don't know. We're still in a state of Safek. And therefore we can't judge this child as a mamzer vadeh. But he's not saying that there's no miut at all. He's not completely wiping out the miut. And he's also not saying that there's no rov. There is a rov. There is a rov, but that's not enough to mean that it's not a suffix. With the rov, we still say that we can't decide that it's a vadeh mamzer. Despite the fact that we have a rov, because you have a suffix kavua, you can't say that it's a vadeh mamzer. So that's in the case of the Beis Shmuel. So he's choshish for the suffix kavua, which means that it's not a vadeh mamzer. And then when you get to the case of the Rashba, he's not arguing with the Rashba. The Rashba says that we paskin like the rov when it's rov ksherim etzla. And therefore he asks why the Gemara has to say that it's only a suffix mamzer. It's rov ksherim etzla. So we have a rov. So you see that even though it's a suffix kavua, we still have a rov. We would still file the rov. That's the Rashba. And the Beis Shmuel would agree with that. In a chinami, here you have a rov, and you can follow the rov because you have a rov. Even though there's a suffix kavua, you can still follow the rov. The only thing is that in the opposite case, where you're dealing with rov psula metzla, and you have a suffix kavua, so even though you have a rov, you're not going to follow that rov because the only way to passel is to passel midin mamzer vadei, and you don't have a mamzer vadei if you have a suffix kavua. But in order to be machshir, you don't need to have a kosher vadai. All you need to do is either have a suffix, or even better, you have a rov. That it's rov, not a mamzer. And so that's certainly enough. So memela, the fact that there's a suffix kavua doesn't bother us, because says the Rashba, but we said even better. We have a rov that it's kosher. So it should be beseder out to the rov. And the Magid Mishnah agrees. Magid Mishnah says, yeah, we have a rov, but in my case, where it's rov psula metzla, so since it's there's a suffix kavu involved as well, so that means that it's not a vade mamzer. And since it's not a vade mamzer, so we can't passel the vlad, because it's not a vade mamzer. Only the way it's a vadai is if there's no suffix kavu involved. If it's the rov wipes out the miut, if the rov doesn't wipe out the miut, then it's not a vadai mamzer, so you can't passel. But in the Rashba's case, we want to be machshir. We have a rov to be machshir, so it's beseder. Again, you don't need kasher vadai. If you need a kasher vadai, the rov wouldn't be enough. It's not a vadai, but it's still a rov, and that's even better than a suffix. That suffix mamzer yavo vadai mamzer lo yavo suffix mamzer yavo. Here you have a rov that it's kasher. The Vlad is kasher. As Baruch Hashem, advarim meirim, ve'yesh lanu od al pizeh afshar letaretz ta kushiyah shela. She'v shema yitzel abey Shmuel. Yesh lanu od Rambam lefaneinu. Yesh lanu od dvarim me'od me'od me'aninim. Bezrat Hashem, meratkim. Ve'ana, yisharu imanu. Ve'nefla od rabot mitorat Hashem, torah rabba rabba she'ezad. Bishalom.